Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, June the 12th, 2026, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio, and he has been here for a few minutes this morning, Matt Morgan, and this is after, and trust me, we're both a little bleary-eyed this morning, because last night, I hope you had a chance to listen, it was one of the, you know, I hasten to say this, because it sounds like every year we're saying the greatest. But last night truly was one of the greatest parties, certainly probably the greatest anniversary party of the 12 that we've done here at WGH Talk Radio, and we'll tell you why as the morning goes along and share some memories, but we've also got current events and things of that nature. But do you think I'm wrong in making that statement, Matt, about last night's show?
No, I think last night's show was great.
Well, there were a couple things we did differently. We did not do it in the studio like we normally have done it, where we've had just a round robin and pass the microphone around. We actually did it like an old-fashioned radio show. We had chairs set up. I think we had 15 seats. So we really did have a live studio audience as we did the show, and that's about what old radio shows had. Radio shows did not attract big stadium audiences. So we had that last night. We had more musical performances than we've ever had on an anniversary program. And by the way, Chad Clark, who always does a great job, did a great job. Gabe Ross Vanis did a tremendous job performing his a song he wrote. He was tremendous. And Aaron Brewer came in and did a Beatles song. And trust me, doing any Beatles song yesterday, the song he did, which is never easy to do. He did with a lot of poise and class, and I heard a lot of people remarking how much they enjoyed his performance last night. So we had that aspect of what was going on last night, and we also had the aspect of just more, I think more people attended last night's party than have ever attended any party we've ever done. You know, parties are usually staff and some maybe people you're bringing in from the past. We were well over 20 people last night, and people even came late because they wanted to come, and they had other engagements last night. So just a wonderful night.
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. There was a lot of good people there.
And there were people there who've never been to an anniversary party. Larry Barnett had never been to one. Fran Vall had never been to one. Kent Halloran had never been to one. Aaron had never been to one. Gabriel Ross Vanis had never been to one. There was that aspect of it. And it was just fun. Truly, during the breaks, it was funny, or the one break I guess we had at 8 o'clock, it was funny because it was hard to get everybody back in their seat and to stop talking because people did want to mingle and talk and just catch up with each other. So it was a unique night.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, you know, I talked to just about everybody who attended, and, you know, they all seemed to think it went well also.
And I think something else that happened last night, there were a lot of things, there were about three things going on that are also very unique to an anniversary party, and we'll come back to this momentarily here on WGH Talk. But last night, we were not able to take phone calls because we were not sitting in the studio, but I think somebody who was listening to our show from Washington, D.C., is a good friend of ours, Christian Pearson. So he'll get to call in this morning. He didn't get to call in last night, and we're sorry about that. Christian, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
A little bleary-eyed from the party last night, but we made it in this morning.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a sign of a good party, right?
Oh, it was a good party. You would have loved it. It was a fun party.
It sounds like it. I only caught the last little bit of it. It was a busy night down here, too. But, yeah, I'm glad it went well, and I'm glad that it was so big you couldn't fit it in the studio.
No, it was, I tell you, you would have appreciated it, because somebody who appreciates history, as I know you do, it was like an old-fashioned radio program. We had a live studio audience. Everybody who spoke was speaking in front of a studio audience. We had live musical performances. It was very unique in that way.
It sounds like everything you could ask for. You know, I think every 12 years, that's what needs to happen. You know, you've got to do something special for every 12th year, and then who knows, every 13th year you can up the ante a little bit.
You know, it might have to be that way. And I'll tell you another thing that was wonderful about last night. You had Mayor Jack Kellogg, who was 3 days away from turning 90, so we had that last night going on. You had Larry Barnett, who it's been well documented, is facing terminal cancer. He was here last night talking about it, having a good time, laughing. And Mary Ellen, who had a previous engagement, we were not even sure if she was going to be able to make it. And she showed up late, but she showed up, as Mary Ellen always does.
That is true. Mary Ellen does always show up.
So how are things in Washington?
You know, they've been pretty busy. That House is in recess today through Juneteenth, so next Friday, so it'll be a little slow. You know, my boss is, she obviously is very well tenured. She sits on the Appropriations Committee. So there's been a lot of talk in the office about that, you know, different appropriations programs she's supporting and trying to get others to support. So there's been a lot of focus on that, for sure.
Well, Christian, I know you only got a few minutes here this morning, but tell people who you're working for and what you're doing.
So I'm a congressional intern for Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur. She's from the Toledo, Northwest Ohio area, and she sits on the Appropriations Committee, which is the most powerful committee, arguably, in the House. It enables members to, in essence, have a fast track to get federal funding for programs important to her district, and that's the reason why she's so well beloved, not only in her district but across the state. So I'm really pleased that I'm able to work for her and work here in D.C. in this really interesting time.
So how long will you be in D.C.?
I'll be in D.C. through July 31st. You know, it's great because the day I started, June 1st, was a Monday, and my last day will be the 31st of July, which is a Friday. I don't know if the calendar lines up that symmetrically, but...
Have you been over to the White House and seen the big UFC arena on the lawn?
My friends and I walked to the National Mall last week, and you know, you even if you're right next to it, you know, we walked by the Eisenhower Executive Office Building where the Vice President worked, and you just cannot see it because there are very high fences that, you know, everything's obviously blocked. You can't see all the construction and such. It's very hard to get a good look at the White House. So I've been by it, but I haven't been able to see it.
But you've seen the UFC arena.
I've seen them constructing it in the National Mall. I mean, I've been to D.C. twice before. National Mall is such a mess.
Oh, still there, Christian?
Might have lost him.
Uh-oh. Oh, there, we got
Washington
you.
Washington Monument.
Yeah.
And, I'm sorry. And the Lincoln Memorial. And just, there's, you know, the National Mall is just strewn with things that don't make it look very nice. So
it's a different time there. Well,
it is a different time.
Christian, is there anything on your mind here as we wrap up the week of celebrating the 12th anniversary? I know you were at the anniversary party last year.
Yeah, I was at the anniversary party last year, and I think I've only been to two Christmases, but I mean, it feels like I've been to more. I mean, I'm just, you know, this is the circumstances through which I got to know you and everyone at your station were incredibly unique and by chance, and I'm just so glad that, you know, that chance phone call or that chance voicemail I left one day is turned into this. And, you know, I could move everywhere. I could move to college, move to Washington, D.C., but when I come back to Marion, I'll always have a place to go. And, you know, I can stay tuned in and listening from anywhere, so that's pretty special.
Well, I tell you what, Christian, you're always welcome here, and we look forward to hearing about your great exploits in Washington, D.C., and I'm just absolutely sure you're going to do and be whatever you want to be, and I know one day I'm going to be interviewing you as a sitting politician. I'm not sure if it'll be from Marion or Ohio or Washington, but I know it's going to be from somewhere.
I'll tell you what, Scott, you'll get the interview.
First, well, you know what? I got the tape now, Christian, so whatever office you're in, I'll get the first interview.
I know. That sounds good to me.
Hey, Christian, you take care. I know you're on your way to work. Have a great day at work, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Christian Pearson from Washington, D.C. Hey, there you go. Got the first interview lined up already. Got that one done.
Well, that's how you do it.
You got to book them early. And I also want to say, because, you know, so much has been going on this week, you got to give a lot of credit for this station to Adam Lepp, our computer guy. Every morning, gets those obituaries updated, gets the news updated, gets the weather updated, gets the website updated so people can check out the archive shows, does it with great speed. He is a good radio show host himself. He always adds a lot. We always have a lot of fun with Adam. But I think he likes that, and we like that. But in all honesty, you have to say, during an anniversary week, he is a tremendous, tremendous asset, and has been, I think he's been with us for 10 years now. So my kudo to Adam, the computer guy. That's a very important part of the world we live in now, having your website updated, having those shows available for people who might have missed them, having the news updated every morning. I know people appreciate that, the obituaries, and the weather report. So Adam does all that, and without him, the station would not be nearly as informative as it is and has been. So you got to say that.
Yeah, he does a good job. Every time I ever wanted to, you know, hear something and it's not up, he you know, he'll put it up in about 30 seconds for me.
Well, I know he started out in radio as a DJ, but he's definitely got some news blood in him because he's very good about getting stories up that are breaking and need to be put up quick. And when somebody requests a show be put up quick, he does that as well. And that's not easy to do when you're living your own life, but he does it. So, as I say, you got to give him a lot of credit, which I know we all do around here, for all the work that he does.
It's unfortunate Adam couldn't make it to the anniversary yesterday.
Well, it is. He's been to those parties before, but living in a different place now, I think, makes that a little more difficult. But he's always welcome, anytime he's in the neighborhood, to come on by. But it's also kind of interesting to have somebody do that from a different location. That's the great ability of remote that we would not have had in radio many years ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, they do that with a lot of things now. I mean,
but when I came in, they didn't have that. Technology did not exist.
No, but I mean, like, even like bands, like you know, you used to have to get together to record music. Now you can just like record your part separate and then send it to whoever's doing the mixing, and everybody else can like you can record a song with band members from around the country, and then you just like basically splice it all together.
By the way, if anybody wanted to comment on the party last night or anything else, we can talk current events here. We're wide open. That's what this station does. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and heaven knows we do have a pile of them here this week, because yesterday we had Sam Donaldson and Ashley Williams on, so we did not get a lot of current events in. So we're going to try to do that this morning. But again, if you listened, I'm interested to know if everybody heard the party okay last night. I've gotten two or three, four, five, something like that, messages so far that from people who said that everything sounded okay last night. So that puts me at a little bit of ease. You never know. See, that's another thing. When you're doing a show in front of an audience like that, normally I have a headset in so I can hear what we're recording. Last night, no headset. So whatever was going out, I thought, boy, I hope we're getting this.
I had an earbud in, listening to the station the whole time.
Well, I tried to get the microphone in everybody's face when I was talking to them.
Everybody sounded pretty good.
You would be surprised at how that's something that's easily missed. Getting the microphone in people's face. Go ahead, caller.
Why, Scott?
Hey, good to hear from you.
And Matt.
How's it going?
You know what? This comes from a professional. Now listen to this. A number one professional listener to your show. And true to the fact, that was the best so-called get-together. And you've been trying to do that for 12 years, and you've succeeded. I don't think you can get it any better. You can get maybe different people and stuff like that. But, you know, over the years, I'm talking about it can get better because other people can come in, like you've added to it. And it was really, 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 anybody that didn't listen to it and can replay it, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, I appreciate that. We had a lot of fun here last night. Everybody was in such good spirits last night and having a good time. And I think the fact that we were all in the same room and it was seated like a studio audience, I think that added a great deal to it. And you know, I just think last night the things that Mayor Kellogg said and the things that Larry Barnett said and really the things that everybody said, it was all from the heart, and boy, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you'll have to explain it to me since I've had the opportunity to be in your studios and stuff. Now, what did you call the room that you was in? I know the main studio, if you get six in there, you're breathing heavy for air, but what was you out in the hallway and then combine that into a little gathering area and then come in and spoke? Or I'll explain it to me if you would just take a minute or so and I'll understand it.
Yes. What we did was there's actually an area in the hallway out here right outside our door because we're the last door in the hallway. The hallway goes on for quite a bit beyond where we are, so we turned that area into a makeshift studio, and then we took a mic in the studio and put an extender on it and put it out in front of all the people out there. So, yeah, that's how it ran.
I got you, and you know what? I'm pretty good. I've been around a lot of places and listened to a lot of things. There was no one had stage fright.
No, and I'll tell you, there was a big group here last night, and
well, they're all big time people. See, you didn't have any beginners; you had big time there. Now that's what you get when you get quality big time people together. You've got the best on the planet.
Well, I appreciate that. I think we do too. I think that group last night were all quality.
And Scott, I know. Of listening to you over all the years, that you got to put a lot into that. You must have worked pretty hard, and did you have any meetings together to plan that? Or it sounded like to me the way it was set up and the way you had other music people in there in the past and tied them together and got them so they would be there for the anniversary date that evening. That took a lot of you know, talk and getting organized, and if you had anybody else helping you, that's fine and dandy, but I know you probably done most of it, and you had your, the old saying, ducks in a row, and they was all quacking, wasn't it?
They was all quacking last night, but I will say that I did have side meetings throughout the week once we got the group booked. And I was sure who it was going to be. I had meetings with Sean and Matt and Terry and Linda. So they were all also a part of the structure once we got everything lined up.
Yeah, you folks done a beautiful job. And have you listened to the entirety from start, just in a room by yourself and listened to yourself come back? Have you listened to that part yet?
No, I haven't got a chance to. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Well, you're going to find out. You're going to say, hey, Ted was right. They were all professionals, and when you get professionals and big-time people together that's having fun and working as a big-time team, you got a winner every time.
Hey, how did you enjoy the musical performances?
Well, I knew. I told Carol prior to the show. I said, I'll tell you, he'll have those people that sang before, and he was testing him, and he had a group together, and he singled out what he kind of wanted and what would kind of fit in there, and they were all good. That 11-year-old, I'll tell you, now, he's something else. I'd just like to seen him performing, and he knows how to work the microphone stand. All the rest of you was kind of confused, but the 11-year-old, I heard you put in a bid for him and say, if it wasn't for him, we would have never got that going right, just like that. And that was the only little boo-boo there was, and I'm telling you, it was terrific, Scott. The everything was exactly like I was sitting there in the room.
Well, I appreciate that, and I want to make sure I say this, because I think Linda was the first one to say this last night. I know you and Carol have been along with us for the entire ride here, and even followed my career before I was here at other radio stations, and it is absolutely true that listeners like you and other people who listen make this happen, because as I said, if there were not listeners and devoted listeners, highly unlikely we'd still be doing this 12 years later.
Well, anybody that's listened to any of your shows and know you and your group and the people that's been there and gone and this and that and everything boiled together, when you've started and listening and on the radio and stuff like that and that I've listened to and stuff, you've come a long ways and you got a long ways to go again. So have a good one. And Matt, you... pay attention now. He'll have you on Broadway before you know it.
That's the game plan.
Thank you, Ted.
You've done a good job, too, Matt. You've been right there, and you're part of the gang, and I think you've really put a big chunk into the gang. So, yeah, you all have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I appreciate that.
All right. See, and that's what we all spoke of last night, the longtime listeners. I think everybody on the main staff here, Linda and yourself and Terry and Sean and I think Glenn even mentioned it, that the listeners are hugely important. I love everybody who calls in. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I love every caller who calls in because it's entertaining for me, and I know it's entertaining for the audience, and it really is a family atmosphere. 740-383-9944. Well, that's a good review. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It just could not have gotten any better last night. And like I was saying, there were certain circumstances going on last night that I think just changed the atmosphere of that whole thing. To have Jack Kellogg turning 90 in 3 days. To have Larry Barnett facing... I mean, it's hard to even say the end of his life from the cancer that he's going through and being there last night. Mary Ellen having a previous engagement and coming when she was done with that, and we weren't sure if that was going to happen or not last night, but it did because Mary Ellen said, I didn't want to miss this party. That all figures in to a very unique party. And there were two moments last night when we sang Happy Birthday to Mayor Jack. And when we sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game for Larry Barnett, those are very, if you're in the room, I hope it translated through and you felt it at home. Those are very emotional moments.
I thought they were good, yeah. I mean, I don't know how they came off on air, obviously, but, well, I mean, I guess I was listening to it, but I was also in the room, so it's a bit of a different thing. But yeah, I mean, in the room, it was very good.
I just, you know, last night I was not going to bring up Larry's medical condition because it was a party and I just didn't feel it was, he looks fine, by the way, he looks great and sounds great, but he went for it, and that man is so, I don't know, it's definitely bravery, but it's also, he has such a naturally positive spirit. It's, there's something about that. I don't know. It's very unique. I really enjoy Larry Barnett. I really, and I'm telling you, he wanted another booking. He wants to come back. So Larry Barnett will be back on the show. Larry ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I forgot. Jack Kellogg's birthday is on the same day that our son Todd, he's 63, on that particular day, too, the same date. So I thought that was kind of, and I grew up with Jack Kellogg down on Merkel, that family of Kellogg's and the Jolliffs, we grew up together right there. So
hey, and I'll tell you, you know, something funny last night, a lot of people here had not seen Jack for a while, like Fran Vall and that Glenn Coble were here last night, and everybody pretty much said the same thing. Mayor, you don't look any different than you did when you were in office, so Jack's aging very well.
Yeah. And Todd is 63, Jack, he's going to be 90, right? Right on the button.
90 on the button on Sunday.
Yeah, okay. I just had to put that in there if Jack was listening. Happy birthday, Jack, and you continue going to those parties and eating that cake. Another good thing, we've always got our cakes and stuff down there to the cake that you had last night. And did you all finish? Was there any crumbs left, Scott?
You know what's funny? I'm glad you bring that up. L&P Cake Shop was a sponsor last night, and they did our cake. Right. And it is so interesting because, of course, we had the pizza, and people like the pizza and the pop and the drinks and the water and stuff like that. When I went to get the cake to take what was left out of here last night, that box was very light, let me tell you. There wasn't much cake left.
And you were the one that had control of what the leftovers was. What a power you are, you know what I mean?
I know, I control the leftovers.
And you know what? You'll be going to the store like a storm coming because you're going to have to get that milk to go wash that cake down. Okay.
You got
See
it.
You guys later.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. And we got to thank the L&P Cake Shop and Donato's, and a lot of people enjoying the Donato's pizza last night as well, and the water and the pop and the sodas and everything that was here. You didn't enjoy the pizza because you don't like pizza, but that's a whole nother story.
I had Arby's. It was all right. The Arby's was pretty good.
Well, and I want to say you did do a great job last night because you were the person, and people couldn't see it, you were the person making sure the musical acts were getting on and making sure that the show was running smooth and that we were sounding okay because, as I said, I wasn't near a headphone. You had a earbud in, so you were trying to listen to the broadcast at the same time. That's a big job, so you did good last night.
Well, I appreciate it.
Harder than you thought, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You don't think of those things till they happen. Well, I wonder if I've got the mic stand for Gabriel. You know, those things, there are so many balls up in the air doing a show like that.
Well, also, I mean, they were just like little small things. Like Chad stood and played. Gabriel wanted to sit and play, so I grabbed Gabriel the stool. And then I didn't really know where to put the stool because I was like, well, I mean, I just feel like I'm going to put it in the way and if I put it in the middle of the hallway. But that's what I ended up doing. So, I mean, it worked out okay, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and when you're up doing a show like that, you're staring there. The front row was Jack Kellogg and Mary Ellen Withrow, and then the second row was Fran Vall and Larry Barnett. So, you know, you're looking right in the eyes of heavy hitters there. So everybody who got up in front of them, all the performers and all the people who got up and spoke, you're looking right in the eyes of some heavy hitters in this community.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had a great crowd last night.
And just fun. It's a very androgynous word to use, but it was a lot of fun. So I'm sure we'll talk more as the morning goes along, but if anybody has anything to say, 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, 12 years is a long time. Now, stations last longer, but to have essentially the same group here, more or less, for this amount of time, that's a trick. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Friday, or good Friday morning, Scott and Matt. How are you?
Get away, Friday.
Well.
I just wanted to tell you that it was a very good show last night. The sound was great. The musical guests, the sound, their music, everything was great. You came through loud and clear. So I think for having an improv area, it was great, and everyone sounded great. My son had a great time. Everyone was very kind to him. He learned a lot, met a lot of people, and Ted was right. You could tell. Hi, Ted, by the way. I just found your phone number the other day. It's been missing for 6 months, so expect a phone call. You could tell that you were having a good time, Scott. Could tell that you were excited, you were enthusiastic, and you were enjoying the party.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what's interesting? I've always said, for some reason, I do not get nervous in front of a group. I get excited. It's like a charge. So to be in front of a group, I love that. I love being up in front of a studio audience like that and not having any script. So, a matter of fact, the only script I had was to mention the sponsors last night, and I went out there and forgot to do it, even though that was the note card that I had in my hand.
Okay, so the L&P cake, I grew up right down the street. I grew up right around Lee's family's pizza shop, Domini's and Lawson's and L&P. So that's, you know, neighborhood staple, L&P. And I asked my son, did you have any L&P cake? Oh, no, I didn't have any cake. But he doesn't like to eat in front of people because he has braces and he doesn't want food to get stuck in them and, you know, all that awkward teenage stuff.
Right.
And I was like, listen, son, the next time you're around an L&P cake, you don't put a piece of it in your pocket and smuggle it out and at least bring it home so I can have it.
You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss the L&P.
We might have to discuss your living situation if that happens again.
Hey,
so.
I want to say, because this was an interesting moment last night, because, you know, once the show had ended, people stayed for a while. We took some pictures and people were, you know, it's the selfie area. People were taking selfies with people, which is perfectly fine, and that was fun to see. But I looked over at one point, and after we had taken the pictures, Mary Ellen was sitting on the bench out here, and she was having her L&P cake. And there was Aaron sitting having a nice conversation with her, and I know she appreciated that. So that was a nice moment to see.
So my son is Mr. History. He scored exceedingly high on his state history test and a state government test. So when he realized that, you know, Mary Ellen Withrow, I mean, we have money here of hers put up and with her signature, and, you know, he understood that there was a treasurer from Marion, Ohio, but he didn't realize that it was Mary Ellen Withrow and that he was going to be meeting her last night. So he was pretty stoked by that.
Hey, by the way, he can always say now he performed in front of Mary Ellen Withrow, he performed in front of Jack Kellogg, and he performed in front of Larry Barnett, and they all enjoyed it.
And I can tell you that my son is not quite 17, but he found Larry Barnett to be a very inspirational man.
You know, I'll tell you, last night, there is just something about Larry Barnett that is, I don't know if it translated through the radio, but when he again gave us an update, and when we all sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game to him, you know, that was just a very unique moment.
I was there when we did that at Christmas, so I thought that it was nice that, you know, even with everything that he was going through, that he gets to hear it again. And it sounds like he plans on hearing it again and again.
Oh, I think Larry will be back. But, you know, I'll tell a funny Larry Barnett story from last night that didn't happen on the air, but people will see it on the internet eventually, but I'll give everybody a sneak peek. But I also want to say, it was exactly the same with Mayor Kellogg last night. And, you know, I don't know if people caught this, but I was giving Mayor Kellogg a lot of praise last night for being somebody who started the interviews with media once a month and who never said no to a media interview. And I remember walking up to Mayor Kellogg last night. I think it was the first time I talked to him in the special. And I said, why were you always so available to the media? I'm sure there were times you didn't want to talk to us. And he said, because it was my job. And
my son was very impressed by him also, and Mayor Kellogg had some nice words for him and told him to keep up the good work and that the community needed more young people like him, and that was just very nice. My son's an old soul, so he likes hanging out with the 45-plus crowd. So, he had a very nice time as well. So, thank you for making it welcoming, even for a 16-year-old.
Oh, no problem. Well, and here's the Larry Barnett's story, and we have video of this, so it will go up probably in the next couple of days. But we all got together for a group picture, and we always do a little group video, you know, saying happy anniversary from the group. And we had Mary Ellen and Jack and Larry Barnett down in front sitting in chairs, and then all the rest, you'll see Aaron there and Gabriel and just at Fran, Glenn, the whole gang. We were all there. We're all in this picture. And so we shot the picture, And then we got to do the video. But we've got to keep the video under 2 minutes, because if the video goes over 2 minutes, it doesn't translate very well when we try to put it on the internet.
Yep.
So we got to keep it under 2 minutes. And I've got a lot. I mean, we've got 20 people up there, 25 people. So I got to get this in and out. So, you know, I'm doing my little spiel.
Rules of decorum.
We got rules of decorum here at this station as well. You can only speak for a certain amount of time. So I can't go through everybody and mention every name, and I can't let everybody speak, so I'm just going to go for the three in the front, you know, Barnett, Kellogg, and Mary Ellen. So
heavy hitters.
Yeah, heavy hitters. And I said, okay, you know, we want to thank everybody for listening to the WGH Talk Anniversary Program, blah, blah, blah. How did you enjoy it, Mayor Kellogg? I had a great time. How about you, Mary Ellen? I always have a great time. Larry, how about you? This is the best time I've had since I quit drinking. And that's Larry Barnett.
That's great. Even facing a terminal illness, best time I've had since I quit drinking.
Best time I've had since So that video will be out soon, and I hope people share that one, because that's a funny video. That is funny.
Thanks for making it such an enjoyable show, and thanks for all your behind-the-scenes work, Matt. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye. All right, yes, it was, you know, that's also an interesting thing about last night, the contrast in ages. I mean, the youngest person was 11, and the oldest person was Mary Ellen's age. and I'm not saying any more than that. You're not going to get me into that. But it worked. And we had a lot of ages in between. I mean, you know, Aaron, who's a teenager, and you were in your early 20s, and then we had, Chad. I'm just saying, I don't know these people's ages, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, so sounds like you all had a good time last night.
You didn't get a chance to hear the big broadcast?
Well, I kind of forgot about it, and then I was sleeping when that was happening, too. So.
Well, maybe you'll catch the repeat.
Yeah, I'll have to catch a repeat.
Oh, it was an amazing show. VIPs, great music, live studio. It was an old-fashioned radio program that probably hasn't been heard in this area probably since the 40s or 50s.
That was the most you had at one of those reunion shows, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Normally we don't invite that many people because we just don't have the room and never really have had that type of room. But I'll tell you, it came out last night. And I'll tell you what will be a great artifact one day. Bob Welch, our pizza man, every year brings a pizza crust that will say WGH, and it will say how many years the anniversary is. And he has everybody sign it who's at the party. Think of the signatures on that pizza last night.
Yeah. Then he slacks it up after that, or is it already slacked?
No, he takes it back with him to Columbus, and he shellacks it, and then he'll bring it back to the studio, and we hang it on the wall here.
Well, pretty soon you're going to have a whole wall for it, ain't you?
Well, he always takes the old one back, so he takes...
You always got this one.
He'll take... Like, we have the 11th anniversary on the wall right now.
What does he do with all of them? He's just got...
I don't know. Bob's got a museum in his house there somewhere.
He's probably got, like, 20 pizza crusts just somewhere.
Yeah, but no, it was great. And like I say, with Jack Kellogg turning 90 and Larry Barnett facing his terminal illness, but you know, Fran Vall had never been to a party like that. He was there last night, and I didn't think about it. Fran had connections with Jack Kellogg, and Fran had connections with Larry Barnett that went back years and years and years. So you even had that aspect last night. And I don't think Glenn had been to an anniversary party since he left the station. I know he's been at Christmas parties, but I don't think he'd ever been back for an anniversary party. So he was there last night.
Well, that was good.
Yeah, it was
maybe
good.
Maybe Kellogg can get with Collins and kind of tell him how important it is to get on the air and talk to the people.
Well, here's what I will say. I hope Mayor Collins, I know, listens. That's what Jack Kellogg said last night, and I appreciated that. And, you know, that's no setup, but I said, Mayor Kellogg, I said, why were you so accessible? And he said, because that was my job.
Well, if he comes on the radio, we're not out to cruise with Brian. I mean, it'd be nice, you know, maybe some of the audience could call in and ask him questions, you know, too at times, but, you know, he can just tell us how the city's doing, you know, future plans, you know, get a little feedback from the audience on some things, and...
I still think he'll come. I have faith in Mayor Collins because I know deep down Mayor Collins, I've had him on when he was not the mayor, and I know he will come on one day. I just know he's going through some rough times in the city right now, and I know eventually he will come on. But I'll tell you an interesting fact about being in this building and last night. Fran Vall was born in this building when it was the hospital. Mary Ellen delivered at least one of her children when she was in this hospital, so she gave birth here, and Jack Kellogg, when he started on city council, they were having their meetings here when it was City Hall.
So there's a good lineage to the...
Good lineage.
You know, the crowd you had there yesterday.
Yeah, they could tell, Jack Kellogg was telling us where council used to meet in this building, and Mary Ellen and Fran were telling us where the rooms were when it was Marion General Hospital. So it was...
How old did you say Mary Ellen was?
I didn't, and I'm not going to.
I tried to trip you up there.
No, I'm not bringing that up. But, you know, it's great. It just was a great night.
Yeah, I haven't been listening too much here lately.
Well, what's wrong with you?
The other day I listened, and you was doing an interview with Bozo the Clown.
I bet you enjoyed that. I bet that was right up your alley.
Well, I've heard him before. I switched it to YouTube. Watch something else. I'm not crazy about the interviews anyhow. But
well, you know, yesterday or Wednesday we had Governor Strickland. That was entertaining. And then yesterday we had Sam Donaldson. That was entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, I always like it when Sam Donaldson is on there. And Mary Ellen.
Yep, Governor Strickland.
And Donahue.
Oh, yeah.
And he was alive.
Good people.
Yeah, it was always good to hear from him. Adam, you know, he hasn't been calling in much here lately, but I've heard him a couple times here.
Yeah.
In the last month or so.
Always good. Well, Glenn mentioned you last night, actually, during the broadcast, Nelka, and here you weren't even listening.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been there, you know.
Yeah. Well, Glenn brought you up.
I think Glenn's a great guy.
Yeah, Glenn said when he came back after all that time being away, to hear you call in and say hello, one of the listeners when he was here, that he appreciated that.
Yeah, well, I'm glad he said that.
Yep. Well, hey, stay with us this morning. We don't have any guests, so it'll be an entertaining program for you.
Okay.
Hey, thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, we'll be on for 5 hours this morning. But it is, it just, what fun. I mean, really pure fun. And as I was driving home last night, I was thinking, you know, gosh, those are the things you think of. You can have bad days in your life, and you can have bad things that go on. But boy, you can't have a night like that and think, boy, I'm just lucky. Lucky to be doing things like this and to be a part of that. That'll stick in my mind for a long time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd agree. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what the... I mean, it was just... I mean, yeah, it was good. It was a good party. I mean, we had, you know... I mean, like you mentioned some of the people there. They were, you know, not... You know, besides them, we had, you know, people from the
And
past.
Dick Schwaderer was here taking pictures last night. It was like a paparazzi event last night. It was a whole thing.
Four people playing, so four songs. Well, no, three people playing, four songs.
It was just great.
I thought so.
It was just great. And we've got a whole bunch more coming here this morning. So, you know, it's not all anniversary talk this morning. We just wanted to recap that. But we've got a lot of current... Oh, we're going to talk about what happened in Cardington. Oh, my Lord. What went on over there with the whole graduation speech last Sunday. And there's other stuff on the agenda here this morning that we can talk about. But again, we thank you, the listener, because without you, highly unlikely we would get together and do this every morning. And you've heard some of our ardent and continual listeners already here this morning, and we're thankful for you, as well as anybody who's not called in this morning, who is out there listening every day. And even if you don't call in, just the fact that you listen means a lot to me, and I know means a lot to everybody else. So keep on listening, and as long as you're listening, we'll keep on doing it, and 12 years and almost 10,000 hours later, here we are, and 10,001 coming up hour, right after the break, 10,001. Call after the break. We'll be back right after this.
Can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before,